take it, we're talking spoilers too.
Oh yeah. Start of the video. We're going to talk Avengers about this, and I'm going to talk some shit about the Penguins. Go Caps. So full spoilers ahead.
Spoilers, spoilers, spoilers.
Avengers, Infinity War, spoilers. And Caps Penguins Game 2, which I was at. It was a lot of fun.
You bigger spoilers. Mm. For the Penguins.
Fuck Sidney Crosby.
That's what I hear every year.
Even when we don't even play with the platform, I'm like, fuck Sidney Crosby.
Dude, last year, did the Penguins hang us up?
Yeah, we lost them in Game 7.
So basically, every time I've been actually paying attention, we just run into the Penguins and they hang us up.
Wait, Daddy! Mm-hmm. Before you stop the video!
Too late!
Jesus Christ, boy, what?
This is staying in, by the way.
Oh, you've already interrupted. What do you want? You're killing me right now, Smalls. What?
That's my bookmark. I'll give it to you later.
Okay. Get down, dog. Bye, bud. Running a podcast, having a dog, having a child. Dog.
What do you want?
She smells the pizza. She wants it. This is my dinner. I'm just getting home.
Yes.
But indeed. It was a fun game. But it was also kind of funny.
You're either on the podcast or not in this room.
I know, I'm getting my stuff.
Okay, you're stuff. Get your stuff and go.
You're not on frame, just go.
Yeah.
I know.
But, so Thursday night was kind of a gut punch. We go into the movies, Caps are up 1-0. Movie ends, gut punch of a movie, and then I check the score, Caps lose 3.
Gut punch of a game!
I know, I was like, fuck me, man.
I was like, I'm not even going to pay attention till we actually make it to the finals.
Well, here's the thing is the Caps have dominated the series. Because pretty much the Penguins came back because the Caps had a shitty 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And pretty much that whole game was the Caps.
That was the Thursday game, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This game was all Caps.
Oh, good.
Yeah, and all like Holtby. Holtby had some really good saves. Like he had this one. It was a pass across by him. Sidney Crosby, wide open net. Should have been an easy goal. Somehow, Holtby just slides right across.
Yeah.
Makes the save, and the game was a lot of fun. Ovi got the goal, scored, started, unassisted, just fired a slap shot. Yeah, that was a fun game. But Avengers Infinity War, fun movie. Long movie. But it goes by really quickly. Like, it doesn't feel like a long movie.
Yeah, I've heard before we went in that even though the movie is very long, because it's almost 3 hours.
Yeah.
It feels like 45 minutes.
I don't think it felt 45 minutes.
That seemed a bit excessive to me, but yeah, it felt like maybe
an hour. It definitely didn't feel like 3 hours. Yeah,
it felt
like a 90-minute movie.
And that's both good and bad, in my opinion, because it felt that fast to me because it was fun, but also the pacing kind of seemed very quick. Like, from each segment
but that's what I wanted though, because once Thanos attacked, it's like there shouldn't be a breather, it should just be battle after battle.
Oh, I agree, but some of those scenes, like basically the beginning of the movie leading into the first run-in with the bad guys, seemed a little on the fast side to me.
Man, I just loved how Loki got to use Tony Stark's line, "We have a Hulk."
Yeah, that was great. And that ended very quickly.
Yeah, so definitely, I'm going to wager Heimdall's definitely dead.
Yeah.
I think Loki's gone for good.
I give him about 25% chance of coming back.
Just because I don't know if we're going to have another Thor movie.
Yeah, that's the thing.
At least not for a while.
It hinges on whether or not there is going to be another Thor movie and or if Hemsworth re-signs his contract. Or not re-signs, but signs a new contract.
Yeah.
Because I haven't heard anything. All I know is he's up for it, seemingly, but whether or not he actually signs a new contract, whether or not they're able to get the terms that they want, because I think one surefired way to get him to re-sign, from what I've heard on his interviews, is they somehow coax Wolverine or coax Hugh Jackman in.
Let's get another Aussie in there.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that deal's got to become finalized, but let's focus on the movie. Let's focus on the movie. So, like, right off the bat, we're getting, it literally picks up right where Ragnarok left off.
Yep.
Where Thanos attacks the ship and we just see everyone decimated. We don't even see the battle. That I think that's the one problem I have with the movie. We hear about battles we didn't see. Like, we didn't see Xandar get messed up.
I was very disappointed that we didn't see that.
We didn't really see the battle aboard, we'll just call it Starship Asgard.
Yeah.
Because I don't think they gave the ship a name. We saw a bit of a fight, but we didn't see the battle.
We know that half of them seemingly survived. Well,
half of them survived
is in the line. Yeah. But I was like, you didn't see those survivors either. That's another thing that kind of... That's a thing. The movie is so big that there are certain things that they're just not time to put in.
Yeah, they're not time to show you, but...
Yeah. I wouldn't mind a longer cut.
No, I wouldn't mind that at all. Maybe we'll get flashbacks in the next movie.
Maybe.
So then, like, right after he defeats them, Heimdall sends Hulk to Earth, replacing Silver Surfer.
Yeah.
Which was kind of cool right before he gets stabbed.
Mm-hmm.
Which kind of like, people are like, oh, the toys are telling us that Heimdall dies because Thor has the sword. And I thought, instantly, I was like, I don't know if Heimdall dies or not, but Thor only has that sword in the figures to give him a weapon.
Yeah, with the Ragnarok toys, definitely that was the reason for it. Though,
the Infinity War toys.
The Infinity War toy, that one threw me off. I was like, why did they give him the sword again? in the 3-pack, but... At the same time, there's another one coming out, which is a single-packed one that has Stormbreaker.
Yeah.
And both his... No. And his patched eye. For what it's called.
Because, spoiler alert, he gets an eye from Rocket.
Which is hilarious.
I enjoyed him in Rocket. Like, I enjoyed him with the Guardians. We'll get to that. But then Thanos sends some of his crew down to Earth. We see the big dude with the hammer and the creepy dude. I did not learn their name. Sorry.
The creepy dude is Delmar, or Del something or other. I think the big one's Ebony Maw. Yeah. I know the girl is Proxima Midnight.
You know this from the figures, don't you?
Proxima Midnight, yes. Delmar, I knew because I was, the rumors were that, Tyrion was playing him.
Nope, he was, Peter Dinklage was one of the, giant dwarfs.
Yeah, it wasn't even, like, the imp, whatever the hell his name was, which everybody else thought he was.
Well, without Adam Warlock, I didn't think that the imp would be in the movie.
Yeah, that's another omission, but that's because he hasn't been introduced yet.
Exactly. Though they could have introduced Adam Warlock, because he kind of gets... I think most people got introduced to Adam Warlock in the Infinity Gauntlet.
Yeah.
Even though he existed before that.
I only knew that was my introduction. Of mentions. And I think it might have been like an issue of...
Yeah, that was my introduction to Adam Warlock is when I got the Infinity Gauntlet years and years and years ago.
Yeah.
So then we get to take the fight to Earth. We have Tony and Strange, and they missed the opportunity to do the Beard Brothers thing. And that's actually from the comics. So they fight off against those guys. We get Spidey coming with the Spidey sense. And I love, what's his friend's name? Glenn?
We'll go with that because I can't remember his name. Yeah. But I told...
Like, I did love that. I was like, I need you to cause a distraction. Oh my God!
I told you that you were going to love that scene and you got pissed at me for telling you that you're going to love that scene.
Yeah, I was like, shut your mouth. I don't want to know anything. I'm going to this as blind as I can.
Yeah, this... week I went on radio silence. I refused to look at anything.
Yeah, I didn't watch or read a single review after.
Yeah, it was funny because I couldn't stop myself from watching any YouTube videos that came up with like interesting Infinity War stuff. Interesting to me.
So I just left all that alone. Like I wasn't going to watch it. Like these are our theories. Like nope, I don't even want to get spoiled. Like I have an idea of what's going to happen.
I like how all my theories except for one death. Had been blown away from the freaking movie.
Yeah. I do like, though, how the trailer sneakily snuck in one of the last scenes of the movie with Tony crying over Spider-Man's death. Because a lot of people thought that was going to be, like, in the initial battle.
Mm-hmm.
And that was, like, the end of the movie. So we get that battle. We get some really cool Tony Stark fighting that big dude with Spider-Man helping out.
Yeah.
And then, we get some cool Sorcerer Supreme with Wong in there helping out. It's pretty badass.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it. I did like how that like thing was rocketing off the planet and like Spidey like held on and he's like instantly regretting that decision.
I was wondering how he was going to be getting the Iron Spider costume. And once he got into the fray and then he got launched up in the air, I was like, okay. Right before Tony summons it, essentially, like it's one of his armors, I was like, it has to be something like Tony summoning his armor. And exactly that. I was like, okay.
I figured that was going to happen when we saw like just the previews with the bus, him on the bus. Mm-hmm. Like, obviously, the Iron Spider suit ain't going to be like a mask he can pull down.
No, not at all. Plus, he freaking declined it at the end of Homecoming.
Yeah, I didn't like it when the legs popped. I was like, oh, what are these?
Yeah, that part was actually spoiled to me because of the toys.
Well, no, everyone knew the legs were coming out. I mean, just his reaction when they popped out of his suit.
Oh, yeah, that was great. And I do like how he had a little callback to freaking Civil War. He's like, have you seen that really old movie?
Alien?
I like how they didn't even say the name. And it's like, my friend watched too much pop culture. Boom! Yeah. Sucks him right out the freaking...
No, he says, just too bad you don't watch as much pop culture as my friend.
Yeah.
Boom, sucks him out. That was fun.
I loved all the little references and Easter eggs. Like, I liked the shot of dude that was fucking with Doctor Strange, just like the alien in Aliens after he got sucked out into space. So that was a great one right there.
But what was I gonna say? I lost my train of thought. Damn it! I did totally lost my train of thought. Don't even know what I was gonna say.
Damn.
I know.
We're on the ship trying to save Doc Strange.
Oh yeah, it was in the preview. It's like, I'm Doctor Strange. Hi, I'm Peter Parker. I'm Doctor Strange. Oh, we're using our made-up names. I'm Spider-Man.
I like that. I really liked, and I noticed it right at that point. I'm like, okay, the trailers, every trailer and every TV spot, like half of it was altered footage.
Yeah.
It was different in the movie than it was in the trailer. Like, maybe the background was different.
I think the trailer looked like they were in the Sanctum Sanctorum.
Yeah, it looked something like that. And
like, I'd have to go rewatch the trailer, but it looked like they were in front of the staircase.
Yeah, actually, yeah, it did look like that. And then I noticed that that running shot, that group shot that they have in the trailer.
Oh, yeah, it's not in there.
Not in there at all.
The Hulk's not even in the movie. We see like a quick glimpse of him.
Or not even Banner working on the Hulkbuster armor. I didn't see that in the movie. And
that could also be cut, too.
They could be cut, but at the same time, though, it was like the same time that they, when Widow met back up with Hulk, that was actually at the Avengers compound, not in Wakanda, what it looked like in the trailer.
I didn't see that preview.
That's all I ever saw. It was like the shot of Black Widow, like, first seeing Banner again, that background, that setting seemed to have been changed in the movie.
No, that was at Avengers Tower, because that was when War Machine was having the meeting with Ross.
Well, I know that's what it was, but that's not what it was in the TV
spots.
Oh,
okay, okay.
In the TV spots, it looked like it was in Wakanda.
Gotcha, gotcha. I thought you were saying the opposite.
No.
Then after we have that little battle, we get back to Thor meeting up with the Guardians. That was a lot of fun. I like how Chris Pratt started talking to you. No, this is how I always talk. Which, I do like how they brought up the movie, because I thought in the previews Chris Pratt's face looked a little fat. Like, it looked like old Chris Pratt and not Star-Lord Chris Pratt.
Yeah.
And they started making fun of him for that.
That was hilarious.
So I wonder if he did put on a few pounds just for that, or like James Gunn, because James Gunn wrote all the Guardians dialogue.
Mm-hmm.
So I wonder if Gunn wrote that in there because he showed up a little overweight.
He might have.
Kind of a dick move, but I'll take it. So, I was just kind of worried about that, because I follow Chris Pratt on Instagram. He seems like he's still in pretty decent shape. But I did kind of notice that.
Well,
like,
maybe
in the previews, I was like...
Maybe
like,
it's his facial hair.
Well, no, he doesn't have facial hair.
Well, he had a mustache. Maybe the mustache just made his face
look
fatter.
His face just looked better. I'm not trying to body shame him.
Oh, anymore. No. It just looked a little chubbier.
Yeah, but that's what I remember when I watched the trailer for the first time. I just thought that was like... Chris Pratt put on a couple pounds, and then they made mention of it in the movie. It was like, maybe he did, because I'm just not seeing
him. I just loved Drax's distraction, or description. He's not a dude. You're a dude. This is a man. Yeah, a muscly man. I dare say, after thinking about Infinity War and letting it settle, that Thor and the Guardians were my favorite parts of that movie.
Yeah, I definitely.
I didn't realize how badass Stormbreaker was gonna be in that fight either.
We'll get to that though.
Holy shit!
But yeah, that would have been if Taika Waititi does another Thor movie. Because I think if Taika Waititi did Thor 4, I think Hemsworth would come back for that. And I would love for it to be like a crossover with the Guardians.
Oh, that was so much fun. I mean, it would work because, I mean, Thor was more galactic.
Or just the next Guardians movie, bring in Thor. Yeah.
I would.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I mean, that was a lot of fun seeing them all act together. And I like how he kept calling Rocket a rabbit.
That was great.
Listen here, rabbit.
That was
I heard this got brought up. So since we're talking about Stormbreaker and the making of Stormbreaker, how like basically the handle, because they couldn't find the handle, is made out of basically Groot's arm.
Yes.
Speaking of which, sidebar, I love when Groot said something and Thor answered it. And Rocket was like, "You speak Groot?" He was like, "It was an elective on Asgard."
I love that line. Yeah,
I just love how it was just such a quick like quip too. Wasn't it like, and they just go on about it. Yeah. But yeah, so a lot of people are like, so is Groot worthy? I saw that on Mr. Sunday Movies, like Easter egg things like that. And my thing is, like, the whole thing about Mjolnir is, you know, that had the...
That was enchanted by Odin.
And as far as I know, Stormbreaker is not enchanted.
Yeah.
At least this version isn't, the one in the comics is.
Yeah.
So I have to wonder, like, probably if you're strong enough, you can wield it. I gotta admit, it's probably heavy as shit.
Yeah,
but probably. Yeah, so I don't think Thor would be the only one who can use it.
Yeah, in this instance, I definitely would agree with you on that, just because it hadn't been enchanted.
But I guess Thor could enchant it later.
I mean, he could.
He's now
basically... But it's a weapon powerful enough to summon the Bifrost, so essentially, in the MCU, this Stormbreaker is more or less a cross between the Bifrost sword and Mjolnir. Yeah.
But that was pretty badass, like when they summon the Bifrost to get the Earth, and then when Thor gets to that battle in Wakanda, oh damn, like that was just...
Oh, he wrecked some shit.
Yeah, I'll tell you one thing though, when he showed up, they really should have kicked in Immigrant Song by Led Zeppelin, kind of like from the Thor movie, because that would have been really cool.
Yeah, that would have been really great.
But, so going back to Scarlet Witch and Vision, they're having their little rendezvous, and two of Thanos' thugs show up, and... kind of kick the shit out of them until Black Widow, Cap, and Falcon show up.
Yeah.
And then they save the day, and the bad guys get away, and then we go to Wakanda. Well, we go to Avengers Tower, like we were talking about.
Yeah.
We get Rhodey in there, and then we go to Wakanda, and then we got Siri trying to figure things out, like how to detach the gem. That's when we get the big battle at the end. Like I said, this movie's, like, we're talking about it as fast-paced, but this is how this movie moves. Yeah. Like, it moves.
It honestly, to me, it sounds like not, but like, as we're talking about it, and we're trucking through it, it doesn't really sound like a lot happened in the movie.
But a lot happened in the movie. Because
a lot of it was visual, too.
Yeah. And so we get to Wakanda, we get kind of that battle at Wakanda. And so we go to Titan now, where Stark, Spider-Man, Strange is. And then the Guardians show up there. And this is, of course, after the Guardians try to stop him from getting the stone from nowhere, which he then gets Gamora, takes Gamora off to Valor, I think is what that planet was called.
Yeah, which, surprise,
to get the soul stone.
I didn't think they were going to go, like, of all things, like, I never thought of Gamora actually just knowing where the soul stone was. But there was a little surprise once they got to Valora, or whatever that planet's called.
Was, Red Skull. And not voiced by Hugo Weavy, but by an impersonator.
Yeah, the guy that played Aaron before we stopped watching, Walking Dead. The gay guy.
That means nothing to me.
The guy that was recruiting for Alexandria.
Means nothing to me.
All you need to know is...
Okay, no, now I got a visual.
All you really need to know is that guy is really good at impersonating.
Yeah, so he did a really spot on Hugo Weavy. Because I kind of like... Because before he revealed his mask, I leaned over and I was like, sounds like Hugo Weavy. And then he reveals himself. Yeah. I'm like, oh shit, it is. And it wasn't until after we left
the movie. I didn't recognize the voice. I actually watched Captain America First Avenger today just to refresh myself with Red Skull. Yeah. Before he revealed his face, I was like, did they just break out the Living Tribunal? Because they did mention him in Doctor Strange. Granted, it was the staff of the Living Tribunal, but he exists, apparently.
Yeah. So, that was, kind of a cool cameo by him. And that's when Thanos tosses Gamora off a cliff to get the Soul Stone, because it was a soul for a soul.
Yep. And that was the only theory of mine. Granted, it was a late one. That did not get blown away by this movie and was not completely wrong. Because I saw something where it's like, why is Star-Lord screaming no? I'm like, oh, that means Gamora's dying.
See, I didn't see that.
It was like a Nerdist thing that I saw.
That's why I didn't watch it. I didn't want to watch any theory videos. I really don't get why people watch those. It's kind of like, do you want shit to be spoiled? Because...
I couldn't help myself. I was too hyped up that I just really wanted to see anything related to Infinity War.
Not me. I went on complete radio silence. Didn't watch anything.
Though this week, I was like, nope, I'm not accidentally spoiling anything for myself. Because more than likely, all the theories that I had, which were my own, maybe one or two of them was going to be right. And I had one, and that was Gamora.
Yeah, and so that kind of screws everything up once they find out she dies, because it looks like they were about to get the gauntlet. Spidey, Strange, the Guardians, looks like they were about to get the gauntlet off Thanos. And
well, they actually did. It was almost off. Spidey had it, but Thanos, at the last second, was able to grab
it. Well, that's because he was it, because Mantis
She fell off of him, yeah.
So, Thanos just started wrecking shit.
Yeah.
And then it ended up with Strange giving him the Time Stone, which I hope they, my theory is that Tony Stark is the one who eventually does in Thanos. Because remember, before the battle starts, he uses the Time Stone. He sees, I think 14 million different outcomes, and they only win one. Yeah. So I feel the one they win... Tony is a big player in it.
Yes.
And when he said win, he didn't mean they're on Titan.
That's the general
wins it overall. So I think Tony probably does something.
Even at the expense of Doctor Strange's life, because...
We'll get to there. We're not at the end yet. And I have a question, though, because they don't make this clear in the movie when it says Titan. In the comics, if I remember correctly, Titan is the moon Titan of Saturn.
Was it Saturn or Jupiter?
Maybe Jupiter.
It's either it's in our solar
system. Yeah, it's in our solar system, but the movie makes it seem like Titan was a planet.
They make no reference to whether or not it's actually the moon Titan in our solar system. Yeah.
But my theory to where it is the moon Titan in our solar system is how quickly they get there. Because we didn't see any warp jumps like we see in Guardians and stuff like that. So...
You're talking about the spaceships.
Yeah, the spaceships, yeah.
Because I was thinking, he does have the Tesseract already in that gauntlet.
He does the quick jumps, but the spaceships, I don't recall seeing them go through any portals.
They don't show it, but I guess they can. I guess it can be implied that he just did something similar to what Loki did in the first Avengers, basically opening that portal and... They could go through that way, but they don't show it, so we don't know. Yeah. We don't know for sure. I guess that's one of those things where you can make that assumption, but we just don't.
Yeah, I'll look that up. There's a mention of it. But, so we've got you all caught up. He has almost the complete gauntlet. He just needs the Mind Stone. So he boom-tunes himself. Oh, wrong franchise. All the way to Earth, to Wakanda, to... get it, and then they can't get it out of Vision, so Scarlet Witch destroys it, and then he just uses the Time Stone to reverse time.
Yeah, I was like,
But meanwhile, Thor's still wrecking shit, and he comes at him, and he just buries that axe in his chest,
boom. That was bad ass.
Yeah, and then Thanos just looks at him, should have gone for the head, snaps his fingers. I honestly thought, and I would have been disappointed if this happens, I thought Thor was going to cut his arm off. Mm. And the movie was going to end with them winning there. I was like, this needs to be a two-parter.
Yeah.
And they did. He got him in the chest like, oh shit, maybe he did kill him.
Mm.
And then I saw
him. Oh yeah, he fooled me. They fooled me at first until he's like, you should have gone for them. I'm like, oh no!
Yeah.
And he wins.
And then he snaps his fingers and you see him with Gamora and she goes, what'd she say? Are you happy now?
Oh, it's like, did you do it? What did it cost you?
And he said everything.
Yeah.
So, and then we see like certain heroes fade away. Bucky, Black Panther, which was a shocker.
That was a complete shock.
Falcon?
Falcon's gone.
Falcon's gone. Rhodey, right? No, Rhodey.
Rhodey stayed. Basically, everybody that came along after the first Avengers,
yeah.
They faded away with the few exceptions of Okoye and Nebula, because all the Guardians faded away too, and Doctor Strange. We don't know about Clint or Ant-Man.
Well, but Ant-Man doesn't because...
Well, Ant-Man, I heard, takes place a little bit before and during Infinity War. So we don't know with their movie.
Well, what I hear is, the rumor I hear is that Clint and Ant-Man are going to play a big part in Avengers 4.
Yeah.
So they fade away, Parker fades away. That was heart-wrenching because, like, Peter's, like, crying. He's like,
Pulled the fucking David Tennant, I don't want to go.
Yeah.
You motherfucker.
Yeah.
And, actually, you know, I wouldn't be surprised to see in either the end or the post-credit scene of Ant-Man and Wasp, either Hank Pym and or Wasp fade away.
Maybe.
Because, I mean, we haven't gotten it yet, but the post-credit scene.
Or Clint convinces him to come. Like, he shows up. Like, they need us.
Yeah, so that's a possibility.
And, so then the post-credit scene, we see Maria Hill and Sam Jackson, a.k.a. Nick Fury,
yep.
Driving along. All this shit's going on with people fading away.
Yeah.
Maria Hill fades away. He grabs his beeper. Then he fades away, and the beeper shows Captain Marvel's logo. So
that's going to be interesting to see that movie once it comes out, since it is a prequel, and I'm very curious to see what their post-credits scene is going
to
be.
Yeah, we'll have to see what that is, because I believe that's the only, not counting Ant-Man and the Wasp, that's the only movie to come out before Avengers 4.
Yes.
So we'll have to see where that takes us. So overall, it was a badass movie. I liked it a lot. I liked how they made the main character Thanos, and we learned a lot about Thanos. They kind of humanized him a bit.
I did know about him being the main focus coming in.
And what I liked is they kind of made you understand his motivations. Because a good villain is one that
sees
the villain doesn't see himself as a villain. He sees himself as the hero, which is how Thanos saw himself. He saw himself as righteous, doing what needed to be done.
Exactly.
And that's what made him such a good villain. I like that. I like how his last scene was him on his farm, retired, because that's kind of how the Infinity Gauntlet ends.
Yeah, that's what I've seen.
At that scene in the Infinity Gauntlet in the comic, he's already been beaten.
Yeah.
And then also at the end, it doesn't say the Avengers will return. It says
Thanos
will return.
Yeah.
So that's
which is a nice
cool
little... Oh, I saw the credit in the credits, but I didn't know what it was in reference to. Did you see toward the end, Arrested Development character courtesy of Fox?
Yeah,
did you know what that was?
Yeah, it's what's his face?
Tobias,
yeah,
in
he
blue.
Was in the collector's.
He was in the collector's freaking collection.
Yeah,
I gotta go back and try to find that shot. Because he's just floating in one of those pods.
Yeah, no, he's not floating, he's hunched over.
Oh, he's hunched over?
Yeah, he's hunched
That's
over.
That's hilarious.
So, yeah, that was I wonder if it was, what's the actor's name?
David Cross.
I wonder if that was David. That'd be awesome.
That'd be
David
cool.
Cross.
But you know what I also heard? And I'm sure you heard this also. The stair car was in Civil War.
I didn't hear about that, no.
Yeah, the stair car.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I did hear that.
Yeah,
yeah,
I saw the shot of the two.
Also, supposedly the distress signal from the Asgardian ship was Kenneth Branagh, the director of the first Thor.
Oh, really?
That's what I heard, too. So, okay, so out from 1 to 10 Infinity Stones, how many are you going to give this movie?
I'm going to say 9.5. Just I take a half point away just because at times the pacing did feel off to me.
I'm going to give it 9 Infinity Stones and 1 Stormbreaker.
And one Stormbreaker. Because that Stormbreaker was awesome.
That was bad.
I should give that half point back for the line from Star-Lord. Yeah, I know Thor. Tall, blonde, not very good looking.
I like how you already used that about me on Facebook too. You bastard. So yeah, so definitely go see Infinity War.
Yes.
Sorry this wasn't as detailed, but I spent all day in DC at the Caps game. It's probably 10 something now on
probably.
A Sunday night. 10:09 on a Sunday night, so we need to go to bed and he needs to edit this so we get it up on Tuesday. So go Caps, F the Penguins. Go see Infinity War when you get a chance. Go see Infinity War again if you haven't, because
I tried to and I didn't get a chance to.
Dog, hello. I think I'm gonna go this week again.
Though I did find out, I didn't know about this before. With MoviePass, you can only see a movie once. You can't repeat a movie. It's in the rules. They even re-announced it this weekend. So I'm like, you motherfuckers. I can't go see Infinity War again using MoviePass.
I don't think that's true because I saw Thor multiple times on MoviePass.
They had reiterated it and I hadn't got a chance to read the article because I had to go find it again. Apparently they halted.
I guarantee you that's not us. It's probably people who got on after us. We have the original one.
Okay.
But anyway, so yeah, so if you know about MoviePass, comment down below. Otherwise, good night, everybody.